This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now we have our next guest in the studio. We've got Tom Mosby, who is the CEO of the Koori Heritage Trust. And in the studio this time, Tom, yes, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Yes, about time you came into the studio too, isn't it? Studio, I have
to say. Now, Tom, some of our listeners will know who you are because we've talked a few times. Mm-hmm. But for some of our listeners who may not have known, and you're obviously the CEO of the Koori Heritage Trust, but how did you get into that role and where did it all start for you?
I mean, it was all a bit of a sort of, because I originally trained as an art restorer years ago and first worked as an art restorer in WA at the Art Gallery of Western Australia, came to the National Gallery of Victoria, met my partner at the National Gallery. I then did a career change, went into law. Practiced as a lawyer for about, 10, 12 years.
But a good move, though.
It was, because at the time, because my partner's now, if I can say, director of the National Gallery of Victoria.
And what's his name?
I'm not here to promote
that. Exactly.
Well, his name is Tony Elwood, a beautiful man.
Yeah. And so we met at the National Gallery, 30 years ago.
Wow.
And at the time, we had a conversation about, you know, both of us working in very similar careers. And if one of us was to move, would the other be able to take their career? And so that's when I thought, look, I'll go into
law. Oh, so you suffered for Tony's career.
Tony's career. Went into law, practiced for about 10, 12 years. And
did you like it?
I did.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. I really enjoyed being a lawyer. I did a lot of court appearances.
Okay.
In the Federal Magistrate, Federal Court, even High Court as well.
Nerve-wracking though, Tom?
As a junior, when you first start, but then you get used to it and it's just so much fun.
Yeah. But honour, I believe this.
Is it just on the stage for you, Tom? That's the thing, you know?
Yeah, no, very much so. And then left law, went back into the cultural sector. My partner at the time we were in Brisbane. He moved back to Melbourne to take up the National Gallery of Victoria. And at the time, I didn't actually have a job to come back to, but then the role at the Koori Heritage Trust came up, applied, got the job.
And you've been there a while now,
haven't you? I've been there since 2012.
Okay.
Over 10 years.
Yeah. And it's grown so much. And congratulations, you're doing a great job
there.
Thank
you.
You really are.
Yeah. Because when I first started, we were in King Street at the time, which we owned the building that we were in, but it wasn't the best location for the trust. We were fortunate enough to be able to move into Federation Square, into the Yarra building. It's now called the Birrung building. And last year, we completed a building expansion program. So we now have the entire building. We have new exhibition spaces.
I've seen it all. You gave me a guided tour the other day.
Now, Tom, sorry, we've obviously talked about the exhibition space in the rooms before, but what's the remit for the Koori Heritage Trust?
Yeah.
What else do you do there?
So the trust was actually set up in 1985, originally to safeguard the sale of cultural heritage objects being sent overseas. And so the trust actually, hence the name, was buying all of these items, and it moved into being a collecting organisation and also an exhibition, exhibiting.
Because the wonderful thing about it is when you go there, and it's on a few levels, there's, you know, like beautiful, like the spears and all that side of it, but then the contemporary art as well.
So we do temporary exhibitions, so looking at, you know, practicing artists, group shows, but we also have a collection, and the collection of cultural heritage objects are just fantastic, ranging from 19th century drawings on paper by artists such as William Barrack to very contemporary artwork. We're still collecting today, which is great.
And something you pointed out to me the other day is that the wood you use, the panelling that you've used, and on the ceiling is this beautiful silver and a reflects, and it's the Yarra River flow.
So The design of the building itself, the interior design, was very much about representing and placing the trust and the physical building, its location being on country, and reflecting what was there pre-settlement. So, I mean, there were salty marshes and ponds that were around the Yarra, the forest around the Yarra as well. And so that's very much about what we're trying to reflect in the contemporary design.
And there's this huge, it's almost like a map, but it's a lot more contemporary than a map, showing you all of that as well, isn't it?
Yeah, and showing the because the Yarra has changed the flow. So originally there was a waterfall, which actually was the divider between the salt water coming up and the fresh water that came down the Yarra.
Oh, is that the reason, was it?
That's the reason.
Okay.
And then that was blown up, dynamited, because of it became a turning circle for the ships. And when they did that, it actually changed the course of the Yarra.
Wow. The times have changed, haven't they?
They have.
Because the ships used to come up there right into the city, didn't
right
they?
Right into the city. And so the fall was located, I don't know if people can recall, the Immigration Museum. So where the Immigration Museum, that's where the ships
it's right there, isn't it? Because we're both not from Melbourne, so you know, like, don't know those sort of things.
Yeah.
Now, the wonderful thing is you've got this fabulous new gallery space. And you've got the most extraordinary exhibition on. Just the colour alone that's in this exhibition is amazing. Who's it by?
So we have Josh Muir. So Josh Muir was a young artist born in Ballarat, but his background was Gunditjmara, Yorta Yorta and Barkindji. But he was a practising visual artist, passed away very young, 2 years ago at the age of 30.
Oh, dear.
And so this is our sort of working with his partner, Shania, and mother, Justine, as co-curators. This was really about keeping the legacy and memory of Josh alive. Because, I mean, you've seen the show as a practising artist. I mean, he was just brilliant, and he was going
spectacular,
somewhere.
Spectacular. And the fact is that he told stories of his community and their the plight of you know, like the English coming in, but then embraces, and very pop arty in his deliverance, is Melbourne, you know, like Flinders Street Station, the MCG, trams.
The NGV.
You know, like, it's, there's so much going on there. Luna Park. You know, it's, but in a very contemporary way that he's done it.
So he comes from this very sort of street art background, very much influenced. I mean, when he travelled between Ballarat to Melbourne as a kid, on the train, you'd see graffiti on the back of fences and all that. So very much influenced by that. And you can really see that in the art, that very street art aesthetic, but also pop art as well.
Very
the
pop
use of
art.
Colour, the use of imagery, but it was very much about what was personal to Josh. So it was looking at his culture, his heritage, but also his own struggles with mental health, depression, all of that as well. So he had such a fantastic sense of depicting in his artwork.
Now, some of his early art was paintings. He painted in this very vibrant pop art style, but he moved away from that, didn't he?
He actually moved quite quickly. So I was going to say traditionally, but he painted using paint on acrylic on canvas and then very quickly moved into digital prints on aluminium. And when I first got to know Josh in 2013, he was around 21, 22. He was just starting to explore that. And so when you see the exhibition, a lot of the works in the exhibition are these digital prints on aluminium, which really lends itself to the style, his art style. But also the iconography that he uses as well.
And there is it three or four, I'm not sure, and I think the NGV own one that you've borrowed, where it's three-dimensional, there's the painting, but then there's similar work behind it.
Behind it as well.
They're beautiful.
Absolutely.
They're really, really stunning.
And he wasn't afraid to actually experiment. So the works that you've just described, there's another work where he was looking at the use of neon. So the actual work has a neon background. Light to it, and it's just beautiful. He was actually using neon as a medium as well. He moved into sculpture at one stage. Projections, digital animation, brilliant.
And the room that you've got, well, it's not, it's three-sided. It's really cool. Mm. It's so powerful. And there were two little kids with their father and they were rolling around on the floor and one was chasing the an image that was going.
That's fantastic.
It was really, really exciting watching these kids really enjoy it. But what I also loved while I was waiting for you to come and show me around, in the foyer on the ground level, and I thought to myself, I know this. It was this projection along one wall. Was that what you call it, projection?
So it's actually on on the screens that we have
screens,
in the foyer.
Right.
And that work was produced by Josh in 2016, so he would have been around 24, 25 at the time. But he was commissioned by White Knight. Remember White Knight?
Yep.
Yes, we in Melbourne.
Yeah.
He was commissioned that year to do this projection that went onto the facade of the National Gallery of Victoria. And for a young kid, 24, 25-year-old kid, having such a commission, I mean, he was just blown away.
Yeah. And I remember seeing it at the time because I used to get up really early in the morning and go in whenever most people were leaving. And I stood there for ages watching it. It was really good. And standing there waiting the other day for you, I thought to myself, this is really good, but it feels familiar.
Mm.
And then we were talking about it and went, oh, yeah. So a lot of you out there, people, you would have seen it through White Knight.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
And there's even, you mentioned neon behind, but there's actually a couple of neon pieces as well.
So we did a show with him in 2018 at the Koori Heritage Trust. And for that show, he produced a new series of works, new digital prints on aluminium. But then he also used neon to produce, there's one neon work with his face and the other with his signature. And so he was exploring that as a medium. But he was also, for that show, actually worked with us in developing a wallpaper that we actually then put on the entire gallery wall.
That would have been wonderful.
It was amazing. Yeah. And so all of those works hung onto wallpaper.
Wow.
It was just, the vibrancy and the use of colour, just brilliant.
But there's also one, and you turn a corner and you're walking straight towards and then you realise it's another room, where there is this wallpaper and it mirrors around the outside of this face that you're looking at, which is a very powerful wall.
Very powerful. And he produced that work for Ballarat because he had Bendigo. At the Bendigo Art Gallery, he did a show with them, I think, about 4 years ago, so before he passed. But that juxtaposition of that image onto that wallpaper, it also is very much, it reflects his mental health and mental state and his thinking as well. I mean, this sort of craziness of, as you've seen, the wallpaper with the work, but it was very much a personal thing for Josh as well because, like I said, he did suffer from mental health.
Yeah. Mm. Now, you've produced the most amazing catalogue. Do you call it a catalogue?
It is a catalogue, yes.
It is probably one of the best I've seen. So congratulations
on
that. Thank you. It is... It's just a coffee table book that you've got to have.
Yeah.
It's just the cover alone. Mm. And the most beautiful two photos of him in it as well are just, your heart breaks for him as well to no longer be around at such a young age.
Mm.
So that you've really, done a brilliant job on that front as well.
Yep. Yeah, and we're very proud of the catalogue. So that's available for sale at our shop.
Yep.
But just going back, in terms of the photographs of him in that in the catalogue, but you're talking about the two kids with their father in that space, because Josh had two kids as well.
Right.
And there's a very personal message from him to his kids in the very back of the catalogue
that his
partner was really keen for us to reproduce. So I think hearing that story of what you saw, he would have just loved it.
Oh, gosh, And Dan was just standing there, taking it all in, and the kids were having a lovely time. And I was filming it, and I said, he went, whatever. Let him go.
No, that is lovely.
Yeah.
I'll let Shania know about that.
Well, I'm going to put it up on social media, so you'll be able to see it anyway. So what does this do for the Courier Trust to have an exhibition of this standing?
Well, I think for us, because for the Koori Heritage Trust, all of the work we do is about Victorian First Peoples, so Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders, people who have moved to Victoria. For us, this is about keeping the memory of an artist alive. I mean, the show is titled Forever I Live, which is after one of the works in the exhibition. But it's also, it's about making sure that Josh continues to live in our memory, but also working with Shania and Justine, his mother, around protecting his legacy as well and his estate.
Yep.
And having something like this will actually, will hopefully help Shania and Justine in terms of managing the estate.
Now, you had to borrow a lot of the pieces from private collectors. Mm. How hard was it finding them? You know, I was fascinated on that front.
That's where working with Shania and Justine was actually fantastic, because Shania had a great knowledge of where works had been sold, where Josh had given works away, who had bought certain things.
Oh, so he was keeping a record, even though...
He didn't actually keep a record, but Shania was sort of had a good memory. But we also worked with Mars Gallery, which was his... who represented him at one stage. Yep. And a lot of the work sold through Mars Gallery. We were able to work in terms of contacting the owners.
Yeah. Mm. And how many, I'm being cheeky here, how many do the Koori Trust have?
We have a couple, not as many as I would like. I mean, we had sort of, it's one of those things you regret where you think,
of course you do.
I should have bought it.
Yeah, of course. And the fact that he was popping in as well.
He was popping in, saying hello to us all the time. He would enter the Koori Art Show that we do every year. He'd put a work in each year. We did the big show with him in 2018. We did buy some works out of that, and he actually gifted us the projection work that you saw.
Right.
After that exhibition. But, I mean, there were other works that, I mean, at the time we should have just bought and, you know, regrets, but we should never regret.
No. How many has the NGV got?
I don't know.
I thought you told me one.
No, I think, no, they have a couple plus, and I'm sure they also have a copy of that White Knight video as well.
Oh,
that
right, was projected onto the NGV. Yeah. Mm. Well, look, you've got to be congratulated, because this is, and whereabouts exactly are you in Federation Square? Because it gets a little bit sort of confusing, doesn't it, when you walk into the square?
We're working on getting proper signage, but our building, it's now called the Birrarung Building, so it's off the main plaza, so when you're walking up the plaza, it's on the right.
Right, okay.
And it's opposite Acme. So if people know where Acme is, we're directly opposite there.
Yep. Mm. And you've got more space now.
More space.
And the fact is, the ground level is this beautiful projection work on the screens. But you go upstairs
So you go upstairs and up to the top floor as well. Because, I mean, there were so many works in the exhibition, we couldn't actually fit them into our actual galleries.
Yep.
So we spread them over the three levels of the
fantastic. And you also have got some beautiful views down onto the amazing. Yarra as well, haven't you?
So even if people just come in and sit and just have a look at the view, we're one of the very few buildings at Fed Square with a view to the Yarra.
Yep.
When when Fed Square was built, for some reason, the buildings, their back was turned to the river. Oh. This is the only one that has this magnificent view to the river.
And you mentioned about they're on a few levels, but there's a lift well as well, a section there, and there's this other piece. Who's that by?
So it's a photographer, female photographer. She had worked with us, working with our collection. She produced these beautiful photographs of country. And when we were looking at, you know, the inaugural launch of the building and the new building and the expansion, one of my curators, because we wanted to feel that dead space, which is basically just a foyer off the lift when you get out onto the lift. And one of my curators suggested hanging these works against a wallpaper that the artist also designed of country. Mm. So it's a sort of hidden treasure that I like because people can discover.
Yep.
So when you walk through, make sure you actually go into that
check
foyer.
It out. Because it's quite beautiful and it's trees and water. And you often, when you first look at it, you think, is it a reflection? Mm. But then you realise it's not. It's two separate ones. Thank you so much for coming in. No, I know you don't like coming in on a Sunday, so we really appreciate the fact of you coming in.
Well, thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. And the exhibition runs till when? The 14th of July.
Yeah. So, I mean, to give it justice and for people to get as many people to see it, we thought we'd give it a much longer exhibition period than we normally would.
Well, thank you for coming in, and thank you for this wonderful exhibition.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being talking to Tom Mosby. He's the CEO of the Koori Heritage Trust, about a collection, an exhibition by Josh Mewis, Forever I Live, which is on at Fed Square, the Koori Heritage Trust, until the 14th of July. You're here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.